It may soon get a lot harder for terrorists and criminals to elude the FBI. A billion-dollar database upgrade could stop them in their tracks, but will it also put you under Big Brother's eye? Let's bring in our justice correspondent, Kelly Arena. She's watching this story for us. So how does this database work?
Well, Wolf, the FBI database is being expanded to be able to include more records of people's physical characteristics, what the FBI calls next-generation identification.
The FBI's fingerprint file. For 100 years, it's been the last word in positive identification. There's Capone, Manson, Oswald, and 55 million others. Criminals and honest citizens, anyone who's had a brush with the law.
The 10 prints are a gold standard. So for law enforcement purposes, fingerprints will always be used.
But this is 2008, and fingerprints are so yesterday.
It'll be literally bigger, better, faster.
Along with the familiar swirls and whirls will be palm prints, face-shaped data, iris patterns, and maybe someday, information on the way people walk or talk. The billion-dollar project to add so-called biometric information to the fingerprint file is housed here at an underground facility in West Virginia. The goal? Not to just catch criminals and terrorists, but to keep people with dicey records out of sensitive jobs.
For the guy that's driving your kids to school and the school bus, for your soccer coach, these are all things I think we are all concerned about as parents and in law enforcement.
But not everyone thinks the more the feds know, the better off we'll be. Privacy advocates see shades of Big Brother.
This has started out being a program to track or identify criminals. Now we're talking about large swaths of the population, workers, volunteers, and youth programs. Eventually it's going to be everybody.
At West Virginia University, they're fine-tuning the technology.
Do I need to stay very still?
Yes.
Okay.
I had my face scanned. Facial recognition may someday be used by the FBI to spot criminals or terrorists.
So now what are we doing to me?
I also had my irises scanned and my hands measured. Both of those technologies will be used to keep unauthorized people out of secure places. Experts here say the more biometric information you have, the less chance there is for a false ID.
The best increase in accuracy will come from fusing different biometrics together.
And that will still include the old standby, fingerprints like snowflakes. No two are the same, Wolf.
Good piece. Fascinating material, Kelly. Thanks very much.